Liga, bro. Donald, there is good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
Skin.
Run,
but you sure can't hide. And I, boy, and I, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well,
Mr. President, how are you, sir? It's an honor to see you. Wave to the fake news media.
Hello, folks.
It's great to see you. How are you?
Nice to see you.
You
nice
want
to
sit?
See
you want to stand? What do you want
stand,
to do?
Stand.
First,
where's your camera? Tell me. Right here?
Okay. Yeah, you can look right here.
It's been a chaotic day of conflicting news reports. As if things weren't frantic enough right now, on Friday, the New York Times reported that the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who oversees the Russia investigation, suggested last year that he secretly record President Trump in the White House to expose the chaos consuming the administration. Is there anyone in this administration who isn't secretly recording Donald Trump? Meetings in the Oval Office probably look like old-timey news conferences. How is there not a constant sound of feedback? Thanks for coming to the secret meeting, everyone. I'd like to... Whoa! Now, the fear was that Trump would use this story as a pretext to fire Rosenstein and shut down the Russia investigation, but then we got conflicting accounts about that comment from different sources, sparking a debate over whether Rosenstein was joking when he said it. NBC reported that a source who was in the room characterized Rosenstein's remark as sarcastic, with Rosenstein saying to a colleague, "Well, what do you want me to do, Andy? Wear a wire?" So we're on the brink of a constitutional crisis because no one could tell if Rod Rosenstein was joking or not. Can I just make a suggestion to all civil servants in our justice system? Don't make jokes. Jokes are broken now. We made so many jokes about how hilarious it would be if Donald Trump was president that it came true.
And the band played on.
Everyone was on edge waiting for Trump's next move. At a rally on Friday, he didn't mention Rosenstein by name, but said this about the FBI.
You've seen what's happened at the FBI. They're all gone. They're all gone. They're all gone. But there's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too.
A lingering stench? I thought you fired Steve Bannon. So for 3 days, all eyes were on Rosenstein. Everyone was jumpy, waiting for even the slightest indication of what would happen next. And then, this morning, it seemed like the Rosenstein news finally broke. But it quickly became clear that no one knew what the hell was going on.
Axios is reporting that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has verbally resigned.
Rod Rosenstein, according to a source familiar with the matter, has not verbally resigned.
On Saturday, the Deputy Attorney General spoke to John Kelly and that he talked about resigning.
Pete Williams reporting that Rosenstein was summoned this morning but has no intention of resigning. That if they want to get rid of him, they're going to have to fire him.
At this very hour, it is uncertain if Rod Rosenstein has been fired, if the resignation has been accepted.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction.
See inspectors, bill collectors,
psycho, wicked man, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hill. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played.
Oh my God, we can't even figure out if the most senior law enforcement official overseeing the most high-profile investigation in the country resigned or was fired. So the news was chaotic, but at least one thing is clear. Rosenstein either resigned or he was fired. Either way, the Deputy Attorney General is no longer on the job.
The Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, is still on the job. He has not been fired. He has not resigned.
Rod Rosenstein thought he was going to be coming to the White House earlier today to be fired. Instead, Rosenstein ended up attending a principal's meeting here at the White House.
Wait, so after all that, he wasn't fired? He didn't quit, and he just went to a meeting like normal?
Like, if I wanted to hear people guess what's going on, I would just spend all day at the barbershop. Just be like, yo, I heard Rosenstein got fired. Now, I heard that dude resigned to avoid being fired by a president who's clearly trying to obstruct justice. It turned out that what happened with Rosenstein was basically nothing. He still has his job, and so do all those news people.
This White House is like that episode of Seinfeld where George quits and then tries to go back to work, except everyone is George Costanza.
That's too many Georges, Jerry!
So it turns out that after all the wild speculation and conflicting reports, Rosenstein was neither fired nor resigned. In fact, the news was so off the rails today that CNN anchors just started talking in circles about how confused they were.
I'm confused why there's so much confusion.
And I wish I could help with your confusion, but I too am confused with your confusion, as those who are watching right now are so confused. But listen, for the last 2 years, we've all been confused by the Trump presidency.
Cable news is now just one nonstop tongue twister. Your confused confusion is confusing to me. A confused confuser, too confusing to see.
We'll be right back.
aside from the flurry of Rosenstein chaos, it hasn't exactly been a banner week for cable news. Last week, for example, Trump openly sided with his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and suggested that the credible sexual assault allegations against him were politically motivated. And yet, because he didn't wake up at 5 a.m. to scream tweet in all caps, the media lavished him with praise.
Aides back here in the West Wing are quietly stunned by just how respectful President Trump has been when talking about this woman who has accused his Supreme Court nominee of sexually assaulting her when they were a teenager.
They've been surprised, according to our sources, by the president's restraint.
That was not Twitter Donald Trump, and that was not scorched earth Donald Trump. This was one of the more disciplined outings I've seen from the president.
Oh, my God, you guys. How can you keep falling for this Restrain Trump Act after 3 years? The media can't help themselves. And, hey, I get that they can't help themselves to some degree. It can get repetitive for me coming out here every night and telling you the president's a crazy idiot, but I'm not going to just tell you he's cured just for the change of pace. So Trump's aides were supposedly surprised by his restraint, but then on Thursday, he flew to Las Vegas for both a rally and a pre-rally interview with his best friend, Sean Hannity. And you could tell that Trump was relieved to be surrounded by adoring fans on state TV. Hannity asked Trump about the allegations against Kavanaugh, and immediately you could see the real Trump. The Trump who viciously attacked his own accusers starting to come out, although he also seemed a little confused.
What do you make of where the Kavanaugh hearings are now? There's a new set of demands that have come out.
I think it's a very sad situation. He's an outstanding person. And frankly, Sean, to see what's going on is just very, very sad. You say, why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago? I mean, you could also say, when did this all happen? What's going on?
Wait, that's your question? What's going on?
Cabin. Cabin. Cabin.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
And joining me now to discuss the ongoing battle to confirm Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is counselor to the president and former jazzercise instructor Kellyanne Conway. And we thank her for being with us. Okay, Kellyanne, I'm going to stop you right there.
Nothing came out of my mouth yet.
Kavanaugh's confirmation has been dramatically halted by accusations made by Christine Blasey Ford, who claims he sexually assaulted her at a party in the 80s. And it now appears, after an extended back and forth, that she is willing to testify to the Judiciary Committee.
He is willing to testify and clear his name and say under oath what he has said otherwise, which is unequivocally and categorically, this is not true.
Donald Trump has taken to Twitter and now seems to be blaming the accuser. Is that out of character for him? He's usually so sensitive when it comes to women's issues.
Let me just say this. You want to lay the blame at somebody's feet? Look no further than your Democratic friend, starting with Senator Feinstein.
I don't know her.
Why is it not enough for you that a man has gone through six FBI vets who said he wasn't there, who's willing to testify under oath, was willing to do it last month?
Republicans assumed he was a shoo-in. Political control was all they saw. But look whose reputation's now in ruin. Judge Kavanaugh. Why, who could have foretold the accusations which Feinstein pulled last minute from her bra? And now the Dems demand investigations of Kavanaugh.
We're waiting for her to testify. Everybody wants to hear her.
Kavanaugh, a name that makes the liberals squirm.
I will oppose him with everything I've got.
But Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh, might be who they confirm.
Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
Now Grassley's having late-night Twitter meltdowns, and Spartacus is practically in tears. He'd rather he withdraw. Is this the final straw? Or is it just the start of 40 years with Kavanaugh?
Christine Blasey Ford accepts the request to testify.
If his accuser talks, he may well be screwed. In his own words, no one's above the law.
No one is above the law.
He always looks like he just ate bad seafood. Judge Kavanaugh.
No, because you're not being honest.
You might say that he blocked Merrick Garland. The Dems might say it's still stuck in their craw. Now headed for the highest court in our land. Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh. Judge
Kavanaugh. 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 This sure ain't going how we planned.
A new allegation.
Against Supreme Court nominee Judge
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. Yeah, don't try to shake his hand.
Excuse me, don't you go there.
Now he's accused of sexual misconduct. A crime at which our president's a pro. And though some say pshaw, some find it well a flaw, still privileged old white assholes can't say no to Kavanaugh.
I thank President Trump for the honor of this nomination.
To Trump, he's just a walking campaign promise. When questioned, he just tends to hem and haw. A younger, whiter Clarence Thomas. Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh. Judge Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. If Donald Trump says he'll prevail,
Judge Kavanaugh is one of the finest people.
Then Kavanaugh.
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 Will likely go to jail.
Excuse me, don't you go there.
But Brett, if you're confirmed before November, protect and love the country that you serve. Or just throw out the law and make America The 1950s Russia, we deserve bread.
Don't you go there.
Trump's now attacking Kavanaugh's accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. And it's not just Trump. The Republican Party is defending Kavanaugh, even as The New Yorker reports that Senate Democrats are investigating a new allegation of sexual misconduct from Brett Kavanaugh's college years. In fact, Republicans have been bending over backwards to show deference to Kavanaugh while rushing Ford to testify as quickly as possible.
I have no doubt that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement authorities by either her or her loving parents. I ask that she bring those filings forward so that we can learn date, time, and place. Yes. Bring those filings forward, says the man who's afraid to release his tax returns.
Last week, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, chair of the Judiciary Committee, even wrote a bizarre apology to Kavanaugh on Twitter.
Judge Kavanaugh, I just granted another extension to Dr. Ford to decide if she wants to proceed with the statement she made last week to testify to the Senate. She should decide so we can move on. I want to hear her. I hope you understand. It's not my normal approach to be indecisive.
Oh, my God, the most powerful people in the country can't tell the difference between Twitter and texting. I would tell Grassley to call Kavanaugh, but he'd probably just enter the numbers into a tweet.
Dearest Judge Kavanaugh, I hope this Twitter letter finds you well. Love to the missus. Sincerely, Senator Grassley. Now to put this phone in an envelope and send it to you. Love, Chuck.
And to justify their rush to confirm Kavanaugh, the right is trotting out some truly ludicrous conspiracy theories to smear Dr. Ford. On the same night Hannity interviewed Trump, he also did a segment with Fox News host Jeanine Pirro, where Pirro floated the possibility that Ford invented her story in therapy.
This is worrisome. It means that people will make up stories.
Didn't they say that this came out for the first time in couples therapy in 2012?
Yeah, and what was that about? And when was the first time Kavanaugh's name came up? And what about, is this a hypnosis? Is this confabulation?
Then there was Housing Secretary Ben Carson, who said over the weekend that the allegations against Kavanaugh might be part of a global conspiracy involving a group of British socialists called the Fabian Society that was formed in 1900.
If you really understand the big picture of what's going on, then what's going on with Judge Kavanaugh will make perfectly good sense to you. Because you see, there have been people in this country for a very long time, go all the way back to the Fabians, who have wanted to fundamentally change this country. And the further they get away from being able to control the courts, the more desperate they become. And now they don't see themselves as being able to control the courts for another generation. So what is left? Chaos and destruction.
Last night, The New Yorker published accusations from a Yale classmate of Kavanaugh's named Deborah Ramirez, who said she remembers Kavanaugh exposed himself at a drunken dormitory party, thrust his penis in her face, and caused her to touch it without her consent as she pushed him away. Wow. Ramirez acknowledges that she has gaps in her memory, because she had also been drinking that night, but she remembers that somebody yelled down the hall, "Brett Kavanaugh just put his penis in Debbie's face!" And a little further down the hall, a 50-year-old Chuck Grassley yelled, "Get that man on the Supreme Court!" The New Yorker learned about this because Ramirez's classmates at Yale were talking to each other about it. They were emailing about it back in July, before Christine Blasey Ford even came forward. Obviously, this is a disturbing allegation that has to be investigated. And just minutes before the New Yorker story dropped, another allegation was announced by Stormy Daniels' lawyer. Avenatti tweeted that, "I represent a woman with credible information regarding Judge Kavanaugh," and later shared an email that claims Kavanaugh participated in the targeting of women with alcohol, drugs, in order to allow a group of men to subsequently, and I'm not even going to say what, because it's just too horrible to say.
There's a chance that this could be one of the single most unfair, unjust things to happen to a candidate for anything.
It's not fair. It's not fair that he had just three accusations and he might not get the gig. I had 19 accusations and they gave me the launch code, so.
They're trying to rush this vote as quickly as they can, even as more information comes to light. In fact, the New Yorker even reported that after they learned about the second allegation last week, Senate Republicans issued renewed calls to accelerate the timing of a committee vote.
I want a fair process where I can defend my integrity and clear my name. I just want a fair process where I can be heard. Fair process, fair process, fair process. I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. I'm not going anywhere. We're
friends. So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
I think it's horrible what the Democrats have done. It's a con game they're playing. They're really con artists. They're trying to convince. You know, they don't believe it themselves. Okay, they know he's a high quality person. He's a high quality person. He's a great intellect. You're also not seeing him on his footing. This isn't his footing. He's never been here before. He's never had any charges like this. I mean, charges come up from 36 years ago that are totally unsubstantiated. I mean, you, as watching this, as the president of a great country, Colombia, you must say, how is this possible?
Who knows what will happen with the Rosenstein or the Russia investigation, but one thing is clear. Long after these guys are gone, there will still be a
lingering stench.
World leaders, ambassadors, and distinguished delegates, in less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
Donald Trump has set up basically competing TV shows for Thursday. He's going to have the TV show of Rod Rosenstein arriving at the White House. And it seems to me the only way he can in any way reduce any of the coverage of Kavanaugh is actually by firing Rosenstein. Just having the meeting won't do it.
I have honestly no idea. I do not know that it will. It could reduce coverage. On the other hand, you could have a Thursday where the hearings go terribly for Kavanaugh and Donald Trump fires Rosenstein, and what you have is a dual crisis around the rule of law and Me Too and the legitimacy of the Supreme Court all at once. Donald Trump is very good at grabbing headlines. He's not very good at making sure those headlines are actually good for him. So I'm not sure there's any three-dimensional, much less 11-dimensional chess being played here. And I don't know. I really don't know.
We will find out what dimension we are in on Thursday.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.